Soulmates by It's the Allure. Saturday morning finds us sprawled on opposite ends of the couch, reading our respective favorite sections of the Daily Prophet. I stretch out my legs, bare feet burrowing into Draco's joggers-clad lap. He's dressed in a pair of mine, and the casual intimacy of him wearing my clothing sends my pulse racing, even after all this time. Draco turns the page, then clasps my foot in one hand, absently stroking the side of his thumb over my soul while he continues reading. Tucking one corner of the sports section down, I peer over the paper to smile at him. That's nice. He squeezes once in answer, before his thumb presses into the arch of my foot, dragging upward toward the ball. The simple pleasure of it draws an involuntary groan from deep in my throat. Fuck, I love having my feet rubbed. Though he knows this, Draco isn't one to initiate a foot massage often, and I'm even less likely to ask for it. He eyes me with interest, and then the business section flutters to the floor. I melt back into the plush arm of our sofa as Draco's other hand joins the first, his strong thumbs working into my heel, then along the outer crest of my foot. Gods, that's good, I sigh, wriggling the toes of my other foot, easing it down a bit more into the bowl of his hips. And then I feel it, a stiff presence beneath my ankle, which definitely wasn't there a moment ago. Really? I ask, grinning. Just from this? Do you have a foot fetish I need to know about? Draco snorts, then winks at me. Just more of a you fetish, really. But my feet? I wrinkle my nose. Your feet are just as gorgeous as the rest of you. And you really don't mind them being on you like this? I wiggle my toes further into his lap, and Draco shakes his head. My breath catches at what this might mean. And would you mind if there were other ways I'd like to put them on you? He straightens, raising a blonde brow. What are you asking, love? I push my foot gently downward, rubbing tentatively against the semi-hardness trapped behind the seam of his trousers. Oh, Draco says at once. A wicked smile, reminiscent of that familiar boyhood smirk, twists his mouth. Do elaborate, darling. Ugh, I'd rather just show him, but this is Draco, who would always prefer to talk things out. Okay, I start, taking a deep breath. I've never really admitted this to anyone, but I like this. I more purposefully stroke the underside of my toes over his fabric-clad erection. And fuck if I don't feel the heat flame over my face, the immediate inclination to draw away and stop talking. But this is my husband. He loves me. So I reach for that supposed Gryffindor bravery and carry on. And I'd like to do more with my feet. With less, clothing.
Why haven't you mentioned this before?
I search for hurt in Draco's expression, but find none. Only curiosity, patient regard painting his face as he watches me thoughtfully. Well, it's feet. Most people don't consider them sexy, do they? Especially not men's feet. I trail off.
I read that podophilia is the most common form of sexual fetishism for otherwise non-sexual body parts. Nothing to be ashamed of, Harry.
He's begun speaking in what I like to teasingly call his professor voice.
And why do you know this? In 5 years together, surely you've noticed I spend a great deal of time reading, and that my recall is far better than average.
As per usual, Draco's earnest nerdiness is very cute. Yes, yes, I laugh quietly. You and Hermione both. You really have more in common than I think either of you would like to admit. He doesn't raise to the bait, doesn't even acknowledge it with more than a pursing of his thin lips.
Stop trying to distract me, Potter.
I grin. I love it when he calls me Potter. And damn if he doesn't know me so well. I have been trying to steer Draco away from his questioning.
Tell me more about this. He continues, gently. That is, if you want to. All right, I mutter. You know that my body is sensitive, especially after the forest, after my magic intensified. Well, there's just so much awareness in my feet. And I've been wondering what it would feel like to put them places, to touch you. I just didn't think it would be something you'd be into.
I'm up for anything, his answer comes immediately. I thought you knew that.
I shrug one shoulder. We've explored plenty of things in our time together, but this fantasy feels different.
Tell me what you've thought about, Draco commands softly.
I screw my eyes shut, take a deep breath in, and release it in a rush. The truth falls out of me. I've thought about your mouth on my feet, sucking on my toes, licking the soles. My face is a bloom of fire, but he's murmuring,
That can be arranged. What else?
Well, I want to feel you. Touch you all over. Your skin, your chest hair, and definitely your cock. Is a foot job a thing? All at once my eyes fly open, anxious about Draco's reaction.
Anything can be a thing. Would you like it to be a thing?
He is so fucking lovely. Gray eyes kind as he takes in my most secret fantasy without hesitation or judgment.
Yeah,
I answer hoarsely.
I think so. Is that okay?
One of my feet is still cradled in the apex of his thighs, the other gripped in one hand. Draco raises his hips infinitesimally, his still hard cock pressing more firmly into the arch of my foot.
What do you think?
The tip of his pink tongue flicks out to tease his top lip, then a hint of teeth sinks into the lower. I watch, transfixed. It's been years, but I'm still not over the way lust transforms Draco's face. Lust for me, no less. I snap my fingers, knowing how he likes it when I show off a bit, and direct a wandless cleaning charm at my feet. The brisk chill starts in my toes, wrapping around both feet and swirling up over my ankles in a cleansing prickle before it dissipates.
Gods, he grinds out. Your wandless magic gets me every time.
Now it's my turn to smirk. With barely a thought, I vanish Draco's clothing, leaving him naked and gorgeous on our sofa. I spare a moment, letting my vision roam the long, lean lines of him, the miles of creamy skin. And then, my focus is entirely diverted by the bare sole of my foot resting against the silky smoothness of Draco's hard prick. A whimper falls from my lips, unbidden. I wriggle my toes, testing. I've longed to do this for ages now, wanted to run the soles of my feet over every inch of him. Draco's smiling, lazily, indulgently, at me. He twitches his hips again, his erection thrusting against my foot. I take it as further acceptance and stroke it over his cock, marveling at the smooth, velvety texture. The sensitivity in my foot isn't as sophisticated as the pads of my fingers, but it's tactile in a different way. My soul pulses with awareness now, and it's erotic as hell to feel the soft bunch of Draco's foreskin underneath my toes, the now slick tip of his cockhead wet with pre-cum. Draco raises the foot he's held captive as we've talked, up to mouth level, and, gods, he licks a long, leisurely swipe along the arch. I shudder, enraptured. I can't believe this is finally happening, and it feels even more incredible than I'd imagined. Draco takes the same care as when he goes down on me, and fuck, I should have seen that coming. He presses worshipful kisses to each toe, sucking every last one into his hot, wet mouth. His tongue travels the length of my soul, licking, stroking, leaving a path of tingling desire behind. He continues kissing and suckling until I'm achingly hard, leaking against my stomach, my cock throbbing with arousal. I let my other foot rub up and down Draco's shaft while he gently bites the pads of my toes, flicks his tongue in between them until I'm breathless with the onslaught of sensation. It's so fucking good.
Do you like that?
Draco asks, smugly against the sole of my foot. His breath huffs over the saliva-damp skin,
causing a tremor to cascade all the way up my legs, around my balls, down the length of my cock.
"Uh-huh," is all I can manage.
"And what else did you want?"
"Oh, yes."
Draco catches my gaze, holding eye contact, his pupils swallowing the pewter of his irises. And then he places the sole of my foot against his chest, his palm firm as he holds it there. The arch follows the solid curve of his pectoral muscle, my toes resting against his clavicle. Then Draco pulls it slowly down, over the smooth skin of his nipple, the crisp hair covering his chest. I twitch my toes, wanting to twist them into his hair, wanting to catch hold and gently pull. But Draco's already moving it again, down over his ribcage, the taut muscles of his abdomen, the line of wiry hair leading to the base of his pelvis.
"It all feels so fucking good," I breathe. "Fuck, Draco."
"Lube, darling," is all he says. And then my foot joins the other in his lap.
I conjure lubricant. It runs warm and slick over my toes, coating the soles of my feet. I curl my toes and then realize there's no way I can properly jerk him off with my feet alone.
"This worked better in my head," I admit, apologetic.
Draco shrugs, wraps one long-fingered hand around both feet, curving them more firmly around his shaft, and begins stroking. It's awkward at first, maybe a little strange, but mostly it's bloody wonderful. Draco uses both of his hands, holding my feet around his cock, working it and rubbing my soles over the satiny, hard length again and again and again. I'm speechless with how amazing it feels, and that he wants to. For a while, I'm aware of nothing but the slippery slide of Draco's cock against the sensitive underside of my feet, the squelching sound of the lube, and his huffs of breath as he gets closer and closer.
"Ah, love, I don't know if I can get there like this," he says after a time. "Fuck, I'm so close, though. What about..."
And Draco repositions my feet so he's able to take himself in hand, but with one sole snug against his balls. I pet them with my toes, reveling in their freshly shaven silkiness, and he quivers.
"Ah, yes."
It only takes a few furious strokes before Draco tenses, breath caught, and spatters droplets of cum all over my still waiting toes.
"Mmm,"
I hum. It's wet and warm and deliciously messy.
"Fuck, that was hot."
Pale lashes fanned against flushed cheeks, Draco tips his head back against the couch, gulping in air before he repeats,
"Mmm, indeed."
Then his hands return to my feet, massaging again, spreading his spend over the tops, using it to knead into the ball along the arch. I moan, flexing my toes, encouraging.
"And what about this?"
Draco lifts one foot to his mouth, curling his tongue to lick his own cum off my toe, and I tremble with how thrilling I find it.
"Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely."
My voice does not sound like my own. Breathy, broken, almost needy. Draco sucks my toes into his mouth, drags his tongue down the arch, meticulous, sensual. Laving in between each toe, he finds every last drop of cum and swallows it down. I watch in awe, and Draco smiles like the cat that got the cream once my foot is relatively clean. He releases it and makes for the other, but I've had enough of simply observing. I shift to pull him in for a rough kiss, the musky taste of his cum making me groan into his mouth. Draco meets me, stroke for stroke, as I hold his head between my hands, thread my fingers into the fine strands of his hair. I still can't believe he did all that, and I love him all the more for it. I reach for my cock, but Draco's hand is already there, encircling it in a tight squeeze. As he wanks me, I think about my toes in his mouth, his wet tongue licking over my soles. And then sensation takes over, and I'm throbbing, fireworks of pleasure exploding under my skin, bursts of light flashing behind my tightly clenched eyelids. I cling to Draco as the aftershocks grip my body. the euphoria of orgasm waning, melting into a blissful, quiet joy. And then I kiss him again, press my forehead to his. "Thank you," I breathe against Drago's lips, reverent. His only answer is to hold me more closely against him. I wash a final cleansing charm over us both and snuggle deeper into his embrace.